Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In this session, we shall study the Quranic directives which have been revealed regarding polygamy. If man's nature is kept into consideration, one can easily conclude that the real benefits of the institution of the family manifest themselves in a monogamous family. That is, a family in which a husband and wife come together to form a family. It is only certain cultural, political, physiological needs which at times have forced a person to marry more than one wife. And of course, to cater for these very needs, the Sharia revealed by the Almighty in various periods of time has also catered for these needs. And primarily it is certain social needs which had arisen in the time of the last prophet that these verses were revealed so that they could actually solve a social problem. In those days, during very many battles, as many children had become orphans and ladies had become widows. So in order to take care of these orphans, the Quran made an appeal to Muslims to come forward and marry the mothers of these orphans so that they could be taken care of in a better manner. However, the Quran made these marriages conditional, and it imposed two conditions on these marriages. The first of these was that the person could not marry more than four wives. And second was that if a marriage had to take place for such reasons and it had to go to a certain number, that is four, then it was essential that the husband should dispense justice. He should treat the wives equally. By this treatment, of course, is not meant that he should have the same inclination of heart towards all the wives, or he should love them in the same manner. The truth of the matter is that he should deal with them justly. He should be equitable to them. And as far as the matter of the heart is concerned, this is something which he has no power of, and he, of course, is not required to show the same inclination towards his wife. However, the Quran says that if a person thinks that he would not be able to deal justly with multiple wives, then he should suffice or content himself with the number that he is able to do justice with. And in this regard, justice is the value which must reign supreme. And as I clarified, that justice does not mean the inclination of the heart. It means that the rights of each of the wives should be given in the same manner. The Quran also clarifies in this regard that if a marriage is contracted for the welfare of the orphans and for the welfare of the widows, then the pretext should not be adopted that since this marriage is taking place for their support, the husband should not give the dower. The Quran says that even in such cases, a husband is obligated, he is bound to give this dower. However, if a wife herself forgoes a part of it or wants to give some concession in this regard, then of course the husband can benefit from this. The Quran also says that if in certain cases the insistence made by a wife to be treated equally with the other wives causes the husband to be negligent to her or to even divorce her, then the two can settle for a compromise, and the two can, of course, the wife can forego some of her rights so that she is able to maintain the family structure, and this structure is not disrupted. So therefore, if we study these directives, it becomes absolutely evident that these directives in the Quran were not revealed because some directive regarding polygamy was intended. They were actually revealed to solve a social problem which had arisen in the times of the Prophet. And hence, therefore, these directives should be studied in their proper context and their proper perspective. In this regard, there are two clarifications perhaps which would be appropriate to be clarified here. The first of them is that there are certain people who think that marrying four wives is a physical requirement of a man. This, of course, is an erroneous conclusion, and it is evident from the discussion that we've just done that this is not the case. And had this been the case, the Almighty would have created four wives for Adam, the first of our species. The second clarification in this regard is that there are certain people who think that if men have been given the permission to marry four wives, why have not wives been given the permission to marry four men? Well, in this regard, two things must be kept into consideration. The first of them is that if such a permission would have been given, it would have been difficult to protect the lineage of the child a lady might be carrying at that time. And someone can argue that the DNA tests which have in this advanced medical age, which have come into being, they could have been used to determine the lineage of the child and to determine which of the husbands that child belongs to. then we are faced with the second more important question, and that is that how can someone be kept in the obedience of four people simultaneously? Had a wife been given the permission to wed four husbands, she would have to live in obedience to four husbands simultaneously, which of course is something which is quite impossible. For these reasons, actually, Islam has not allowed a wife to marry four husbands. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.